Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chaf Dalad. We're in the sugyas of Muksa. Let's talk a little bit about Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, which comes up on yesterday's daf. Today's daf related and the like. So the Mishnah says on yesterday's daf, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKelim Nitalim, all Kelim can be moved on Shabbos. There's no Isser of a movie gear that's not included in Muksa Chutz, except for Ben HaMesser HaGadol V'Yazi Shal Machresha. Kelim are independently and inherently Mukhan, and therefore they can be moved on Shabbos, except for the large saw and the blade of the plow. Why? What is unique about these two? Rashi goes through what each of them are first. Hukli gadol asui kesakin shepoos and charitz shaltlem. It's like a blade in the ground. Dahanach kapit alayhu. These people are makpid about umiyachid lahem makom, and they set aside and designate a spot for them. Delochazu lemalacha acheris, because it is not fitting to use for any other malacha. So it sounds like the pashtus of this Mishnah is that Rabbi Yossi says these other items, these fancy items, which are muksa machmas, cannot be moved at all. That's what it sounds like. I mean, the Gemara goes through, as we know, on yesterday's daf and today's daf, relating to the different levels of klisha malachta l'isser, that they could be moved, we paskin l'sorach gufa l'sorach makomo, but not mechama l'tzel, not from the sun to the shade, for its own protection. But the root is the Amarum really have a machlokas about it. What's more, that's what we paskin. But it sounds like from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says when it comes to Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, the pashas is it's usher to move it at all. Even Lasurach Kufa, Lasurach Makomo doesn't say it beferish in the Gemara, but that's what it sounds like. And that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam in Parachafei, in that's the parak that he talks about Muksa. It's interesting, he talks all about issues of Muksa, and then only at the the end of the previous parak does he talk about the reasons for muksa, and here he gets into the different categories. So the Rambam says here in Halacha Tes, Kol Kli Shemachpid Alav Shema Yifchasu Damav. If somebody's makpid that because they're worried that it might go down in value, could go in Kalim Hamuksim Lischora, Kalim that are used for Schora for business, the Kalim HaYikarim Biyoser, and Kalim that are very expensive, shemakpid aleim shema yefsedu, also the tatalim b'shabbos, also to move them, b'zeo anikra mukumas v'chesron kis, that's chesron kis, kagon, hamasar agadol v'yasi shal machresha, v'sakin shal tabachim, he adds in a knife of v'shochtim, v'cherev shal ushchafin, v'chatzin achreshim, v'kurnish shal v'samim, v'chayotze behem, right, all different types of kli, of kalim that are muksa machmas chesron kis. The Rambam doesn't give any flexibility in terms of any type of moving them. That's the Rambam. The Rosh also. The Rosh in the Tshuva. Important Tshuva. Tshuva's a Rosh. Simin klal chavbeis. Klal chavbeis dine Shabbos. So he, in Osches, he talks about different categories of muksa. He says, bini muksa yish arba dinim. Interesting for the categorization. He says there are four dinim regarding muksa. Min harishon, davar ha-muksa machmas gufo. Muksa that are inherent. Havanim, the eitzim u'maos. Stones, wood, and money. They're not kelim at all. They're inherently not useful. Hamina sheni davar hamuksa machmas isuro. So that's muksa machmas iser. In order to use it, you have to violate an iser. Kagon ner shedliku baba osa shabbos. A candle that's lit. Kagon truma temeya v'tevel v'chol davar hamachubar ben hashmashos. If it was usher to eat, then you have to do something. You have to violate. It was attached when Shabbos started. V'nitvash u'mechusar tzeita v'nitzod. It was muksa when Shabbos started because it wasn't caught. V'chein kish yishba mos. V'chein kli shenase basis. L'davar ha-muksa machmas gufo. That also becomes kagon chavish yishal ha-even v'chulu. That he also all has as min ha-shlishi muksa machmas isuro. Because it was in a state of iser, let's say when Shabbos started, and therefore it's aser. Ha-min ha-shlishi davar ha-muksa machmas bitzvaso. Ka'atzi sukkah v'noya. That's three. Number four, ha-min ha-revi davar ha-muksa machmas melachto. Which we would call a klisha malachto l'isser. He calls that muksa machmas milachto. So he goes through all the different dinim. Interesting, what's not on the list, chesron kis is not on the list. So after he talks about these four categories, he says, elu dinei hamuksa machmas milachton. These are the four that have something to do with their what they do. Shehu mutar l'sorach gufa l'sorach makomo. He talks about it in the fourth category. Kimish yesh alav toras kli. V'yesh davar muksa machmas malachto v'hu kemuksa machmas gufo v'hu machmas chesron kish k'kurnis ha-zahavim u'besamim sh'asal tadal afilu l'sorach gufo So he says, Aser even Litzarech Gufo, and that is the Pashtus again of the Mishnah, that's the Rambam, that's the Rosh, and that's the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it can't be moved even Litzarech Gufo. Why are we making a big deal about this? Because there is another sheet of the Mordechai. The Mordechai here in Perek in Shabbos, and Perek Gimel, Os Shintezvav, and Remez Shintezvav, commenting on this Mishnah, Mesar Gadol, Mihu, Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekom Omutter, Kedemashva, Perakala Kalim, he quotes our Gemara. He quotes the Gemara, Daf Kuf Chav Dala, that has all the Chilukim, and has Chilukim, and saying that by Kalim, you could have, they could be move them, Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekom, right? He has that on Kuf Chav Gimel, on the base, Kuf Chav Dala, and Aleph. So you see, so he applies that to Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis also. Vehu Adin Lener Shedliku Babosa Shabbos, Avot Sroros Umos, Vechol Dech Vasaya, what does he say is most Chamor? Muksa Machmas Gufo. Muksa Machmas Gufo, rocks and money. She'en of Torah's Kli, they don't have the status of a Kli at all. Velo Torah's Ochlim, Chomer Mikolu. Ve'afilu Tzarek Gufo, Tzarek Bekomo, Lo. So that's the sheet of the Mordechai. Only Muksa Machmas Gufo is totally usher, doesn't have a shame Kli, doesn't have a shame Ochel. But the even Chesra Kis is Mutl Tzarek Gufo, Tzarek Bekomo. The question is, though, the Mishnah is for sure saying that it is more Chomer in a certain sense from a Kli Shemalat al Isser. So if even Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, you can move Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo. So what is, why, how is that different than a Klisha Malach to Lister? You can also move Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo. Unless, Achronim say, maybe the Mordechai holds like the Tosfos Reed. The Tosfos Reed says that our whole discussion in our Gemara, that a Klisha Malach to Lister could be moved Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo, but not Mechama Litzel, not to move it for its own protection. Let's say I have a fancy, I don't know, I have a stapler outside, not a fancy, a stapler, a hammer, a pen. I have a pen outside, I don't want it to get lost. Am I allowed to bring it in? So that's not Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo, that's Mechama Litzel. That's for its own protection. So the Gemara seems to say that's Aser. You can't do something Mechama Litzel. You could be Marim and pretend that Litzarech Bekomo, you could put something there, but that's Aser. Says the Tosfos Rid right here on Kuf Chav Gimel on the base, that is only according to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Shimon, Klisha Malach del Isser can even be moved Mechama Litzel. That's what he writes. Ayin Mashakasati Madura Kama Tzahad Derava Alibed Rebbe Yehuda Hi Aval Rebbe Shimon Delesle Muksa Afilu Mechama Litzel Shari. And then also he quotes in the Piskei Harid, he says Anan Kaimalan Rebbe Shimon Deshari Afilu Muksa Machmas Mius Kedamrina Lekama Bishulim Esechten Pulter Veracha Barvina Vekol Shekein Shemalachton Kalem Shemalachton Lisser Gon Kurnis Vekardom Umagera V'chayotzi b'zo d'lo mi'isi shemutu l'tatla mechama l'tzel. V'yal yiteh adam lomar, don't make a mistake, shemekelem al shemalatan lisser lo paskinan hilchos l'kir b'shimin. Don't think we don't pass like a b'shimin. Da'amrina b'shalim m'sechten, den alach l'kir b'shimin b'moksu machmas isser. Shemokha b'achas isser yikra ner shedlika b'bos ha'shabas. Only there, av'al ner shedlika b'bos ha'shabas acheres, yikra b'moksu machmas b'yus, v'davar shemalatan lisser, v'yafilu hachi paskinan. So the Tosfos Rid says that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Kli Shemalach to Lister can be moved even Mechama Litzel. So that must be what the Mordechai holds as well, because that's what he says. A Kli Shemalach to Lister can be moved even Mechama Litzel, and that's why he says when it comes to a Muktzeh Machmas Chesron Kis, how is it more Chamor? Because it's only Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo, but not Mechama Litzel. And again, we paskin like Rov Rishonim, and that is that it cannot be moved even in a situation of Tzarech Gufo, Tzarech Bekomo, right? That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Just finding the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simen Shin Ches, that's the Simen about the Muksa, very long Simen. Kol HaKelim, when he tells him B'Shabbat, Chutz B'Muksa Machmas Chesron and Kis, V'Chulu, when he quotes them, Sakech HaShchito, Shomila, V'Amas Saparim, V'Chulu, except for those, Asol HaTatla B'Shabbat, Afil Tzarech Gufo, Tzarech Bekomo, right? It's I'm sorry, I just read it wrong. Call out Kalim Nitalin B'Shabbos. All Kalim can be moved on Shabbos, except for Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, Kivan, Shemakpidon, and Shalasos, Tash B'Shacher, Oslo Tatal B'Shabbos, Ve'afilu, Litzarech Gufo, Litzarech Bekomo, Oser, right? And that's what he quotes that from the Tshuva of the Rush. That's what we paskin the Shulchan Aruch in this halacha. There are a couple of other important inyanim to talk about within this sugya. That is number one. Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Does it first have to be a Klisha Malach to L'Isser before it gets to the second level? of Muksa Machwas Chesra and Kis or not. So that's a Machlokas Achronim. Machlokas Achronim. The Pnei Yeshua and the Tosefa Shabbos both assume that yes, it has to be Malachto L'Isser, because if it's not, then it's for sure can never get to the next stage of Chesra and Kis. This is the Pnei Yeshua on Daf Membav. Membav. The Hachash Malachto L'Heter. And because of that, the malach to leheter lo shayach laser mishum kfiyas makom. That's what the Pnei Yeshua assumes. That's what the Tosefa Shabbos assumes. Again, Tosefa Shabbos, one of the more recent achronim from 100 plus years ago. In the 1800s, he writes in Simon Shin Yud, Vimhu Davar Shemak, but I love Beyoter, could go and talk and Shalmila, this be Trey Tami Li Sura. Chada, the Malachto Lisser, the Bikoch Zem Maxedai to Mine, Vegamu Chisron Kis, the Machmas Kane Maxedai to Tfemine, Asuganos or Akuvas or Bakomo, Achimu Davar Shemalachto Laheter, Ashishbo Kisaran Kis, Lo Nigra Kocho Bishvose. Because you could use it today without violating any Yisr, so therefore nobody would be maxed from their das, and therefore it would have to be klapto l'Yisr first. The problem, the Rambam does not mention it. The Rambam doesn't have any limitations in the description that we read before, the same halacha that we read before, parachafei halacha tes, and the Shulchan Aruch, in the second sif in Shin Ches, talks about a very large kli that doesn't seem to be a malachto l'isser and still talks about it as if it's a chesron kis. Kol kli afilu hu gadol v'kavod harbe lo nizbatol shem kli mimenu lo mipnei gadol v'lo mipnei kavdo. Right, it doesn't lose its shem kli even if it is very large, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'adin evin gadola v'kara gadola and b'yish tores kli alei b'yuchum matash v'shari l'talzlan v'b'kli mutar afilu ein aragel l'talzlan b'mos achol mikol makam lo amrina m'b'nei kveiduso hu kovei lo makom u'maksa oso midaitel m'talzlan v'nira de'im b'yemos achol hu zor l'aniya b'mkoma k'deish lo tipasi v'tiskalkel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if even on a weekday you're careful not to move it, right, because you're careful about it because it's heavy, whatever the reason is, so then you wouldn't want to move it either, and it's chesron kis, and it sounds like that is even by a case of a klisha malachto leheter. Sounds like it. Again, not mafurish, but that's what it sounds like. Good. What about food? What about food? Or even before that, where's an example of this? Something that's a klisha malachto leheter, even less when it comes to chesron kis. The Shmir Shabbos talks about, what about your Pesach dik pots or kalim on the rest of the year? The rest of the year. So you're careful not to use those for anything other than its usage, and that's on Pesach. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. In Parachaf Oschaf Beis, Kli Su'udah Shal Pesach, B'meshach Shar Shapsos Hashana, Im Makbit Shalol L'shtamish B'mlacham Eitzah Filu B'shas HaTzorach. If you never use it, you'd use paper, you'd use your neighbor, so then, L'chora, he also adds matzah mitzvah on Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos. Dinim kumuksa machmas chesron kis ve'ein l'taltalam. That's what he says on top. If you look in the footnote, he says, debekiva shebechol yimos hashana makpidin shalol l'taltalam. Yesh lomar tavalei ke'ein sha'on kir shekavu lo makom. It's like a wall clock. Umakvich shalol l'taltal klal da'aser hu adin nahacha v'chein shemadi b'gonim shalom hazaman aribach. Ella deshuv chazer v'stadi. But then shalom hazaman wasn't sure. Again, these are klisha malachta leheter. This is gufa de machlokas, the Pnei Yeshua and the others, because it's a klisha malachta leheter, is in chesron kis. But then he says, Rishlomo Zalman maybe said meiko, to be kivan, shegam bepesach, hakelim ha'omdim lo'oso shimush, shehu rotza la'asoso achshav, it's the same exact shimush, hariu doma lebegit, shemakwala lov, shorak b'chag b'suyam. It's like a suit. You have a yontif suit. You never wear in Shabbos. Is that going to be chesron kis? The afilu achimut shabbos lov shegam b'shabbos. It's not going to be chesron kis. V'yavagad debekli pesach hashimish be'emsa shanamu neim yisharish be'em pesach. Even though you're using it now, then we'll prevent you from ever using it on Pesach. Afilu hachi efshar de'enam muksa. Maybe they are not. V'yod yesh lomar destam kli pesach pshutim shenita makalas lagnos acherim kamo kosos enan muksan klal. But he has that possibility. The Ar Sameach also has a diuk in that Rambam that we just read. The Rambam says any kli. Right? The language of the lashon of the Rambam was Kagon, kol kli shemakbet alav, shema yifchazu dam, avgon kelim, muksim l'schora, v'kelim hayikarim b'yoser. Says the Ar Sameach, what if you have a special, fancy food that you are saving? I don't know, maybe a birthday cake. Somebody's birthday is in 2 days from now. Or some other type of special meat that you're saving because you have a Sheva Brachas on Sunday. And it's in your fridge. Is that Muksa? Says the Ar Sameach? No. Food, that's the Rambam's Diyak. Kli, not food. He says, Ma Meduyak Lashon Rabbeinu. He says, how Meduyak? Because we pass in like Reb Shimon Delesle Muksa, and therefore only Grogwitz Vitzimukin. Im Kain, says the Reb Meir Simcha. Lagabe Achila, Lo Shayach Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Regarding food, it's not shayach. The daite de inish al komiti de chazilei. The person thinks about all that's right to him. V'lo shayach luk mi chesron kis keneged ochel. The kol asher lo yitein ha'adam ba'anavsho. Because food, people will always take if they need it. V'kiven dim lo yiyalei lemechal midi achrina vadai achol. Af im mafsid hon al zeh. If you're starving, you're going to eat it. Even if you really wanted to save this for something else. But if you're starving, you're going to eat it. It's like any other muksa that's for merchandise, or omid la behema. The bezel, that's the Rishimim muksa. Rishimim doesn't hold the muksa in that case. V'lachein, ala ochel o shayach muksa machmas chesron kis. He says again, sheichashiv nidche midasa adam. Veino muchan gam l'Rabbi Shimon. No, it never could apply by food. V'kivin d'shari l'meichal, suvadai shari b'p. Tiltol, and once you're allowed to eat it, so therefore you're allowed to move it. If you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to move it. You never find anything that's usher to move, but you're allowed to eat. To keep in the maksa oso machmas chesron kis, because you're maksid, asa klati lagamre, mineve umach pedala. But he quotes Raya's for the Gemara in Beitza, that something that's muchan leklavim, avi muchan leadam, daiti dinisha kol madachazile. Anything that is roy, is fitting. He quotes the Gemara, another Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Nafem Gimel, earlier, by you're allowed to put a machzelas, a mat, on a kaveres shel dvorim. You have the bees inside, that's in the tzad sugyas. So the Gemara says, Mani, yi, Rib Shimon, lesle muksa. Rib Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. Afal gav, da osan shtei chalos muksos ninu. Shalem is kaimos advarim koyimos akshamim. Chesron kis? No. Because if you were starving, you would eat the honey from there, and therefore your das is on that. That's the Ar Sameach, and that's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Yud, right? Shin Ches, Shin Tes, Shin Yud are all the Simanim. Shin Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, Ein Shum Ochel Talush Haroi Lachila Muksa L'Shabbos. Right? No food could ever be Muksa on Shabbos. Ditzmarim Ushkei Divishar Peiris Omdim L'Schora Mutur Lechem Yam B'Shabbos. Even if they're all made for selling, you're a merchant, you're going to sell them, still it's not Muksa. V'filu Chitam Shezorim Rekarka V'Ein Lo Shrish, wheat that you put into the ground that did not take root yet. U'Beitzim Shedachas Hanagolas Mutur L'Taltalan. It's all motor to be metaltel. The only thing that's not is something that's not roi lachila. If you put it up on the roof in order to get dried out, then it's ill in the disgusting stage. Aval groris v'simukim shemenichem osam b'muksa liyabshon asur b'shabbos b'shul muksa shein masrichos kodem sheis yabshu. V'kivin sheyodeh sheyasrichu hisiach taito mehem. V'kivin deika tarti says you have two problems there. Dachinu biyadayim. You put it on there. V'lo chazu, and inherently they're not roi have muksa. That is muksa. But again, all food is muksa. Something that's not ochel, then there is muksa, as the Mishnah Berurah says here. But again, that is the important ha'ara of the explanation of the Ar Sameach and the Mishnah Berurah. Does expensive, is that a factor? Does muksa b'chas kis have to be expensive? The Rambam does mention it. The Shulchan Aruch does not. Again, Rav Moshe says that maybe it's Roshe in Chelek Hey Simen Chavez, maybe Yichud Makom is just a siman, not a siba. It's not a reason. Meaning, you might not need specific ingredients by a muksa machmas chesron kis. You just need the mentality. And again, if you want to look, there's five or six seifim in the Shmir Shabbos about chesron kis. Let's just review it. Parachaf os yotes. Kol davar yakar erech. See, he has it. Anything that's expensive. Sha'omid l'shimus ha'asur b'shabbos. That's omid for a shimush ha'asur. Right, that's the discussion that we just had. Do you need that? That was the Tosef Shabbos. That's the Bnei Yeshua. Ubay lov makpid shelo l'shtamish bo kol shimush charig. And the Rambam are makpid not to use it for any unusual usage. Kagon sakin mila o shchita. Sakin shel katzavim, fancy types of knives. Pamotas yikarim, fancy types of candlesticks. Gamim lo adikam ha'mos ha'shabbos. Candlesticks that are just in the cabinet that you would never use for anything else. So, again, you want to show them to somebody? No. Bad shel meid l'tvira. You have material that you're going to use for sewing. Machshev niyad o nayach. Computer, right? You wouldn't use for anything else. Maklet radio, matzlema, a fancy type of camera, v'shar machshirim adinim, any other type of fragile items, nayark tiva, yeker erech, if somebody has fancy, valuable paper, maybe to write the invitations on, v'klav shel sofer, harizimuk, samachas chesron kis, v'ein kol hetu l'taltvol, gam l'tzor agufo, o l'tzor akbakomo, right, that's what we paskin, against that Mordechai. Good, continues the Shmir Shabbos. What about checks? Money. Money is the usual example of Muxamachwas Gufo. But is that Chesron Kis? Cheshbonos u'michtavim mischariyim. Chekim. Shtaros kesef. Kartisei ashray. Credit cards. V'niyaros erech. Kabalos imishur leftomi imas haknasa. Receipts that will save you money. Okol mismach acher. Sheshimusho aser b'shabesh v'shad amachwa l'shomro. V'chein bulei doar. Stamps. Lo muchtamim ha'odim l'shimush al kartiseh shal otobus or ravkavs kol eile v'chlam muchtamach l'chasun kis if you want to use it for anything else. What if somebody uses their ravkav to underline in the Gemara? What if they use certain types of other items? Then l'chor, maybe it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. It's only talking about something that you wouldn't use for anything. You wouldn't use for anything else. What about esrogim? Esrogim ha'omdim l'schara before sukkah. So l'char, that's muxamach l'chesron kis. Those are probably wouldn't be called food in this way. Goes from the footnote of Shlomo Zalman. The efshar debechag haraya esrog omi l'talta la'atzmo v'gam l'achirim. L'chal l'avshei muxa l'inyin tiltal. Mashenkin b'shabbos regim l'yachil l'makom l'imana l'agam l'tutulo. And therefore on Shabbos, it would be a problem. Again, there are many other examples. What about fancy pictures on the wall? What if you, could you be miyachid? Chesron kis, we'll finish with this. Before Shabbos, could you be miachid? Mokzum achmas chesron kis sheyichto mib od yom l'shimish kavua hamoter b'Shabbos moter l'taltalo. You're allowed to be miachid beforehand. V'dai liachto mib od yom b'machshava. You could just think about it beforehand. You don't have to do a maisa. Certain types of mokzum achmas gufa require a maisa. Lachein. Bulei dor lo mochtamim. You want to show your fancy stamp collection to somebody on Shabbos. So if you think about the stamps before Shabbos, shelo l'shtamesh b'em l'mishloach divrei dor. You're not going to use them, but you're going to show them to gather them. So then that would be okay, as long as you thought about it beforehand. Okay, we will stop here.